So we'll start off with a few moments of meditation. And I'll guide it a bit. And just see if you can just sit and be in the most easy and relaxed possible way. So all that shuffling, that's not the easiest and relaxed possible way. That's what we do when we're getting ready to meditate. So I'll just speak a little bit and just, maybe when you're just listening, you're also just paying attention to your experience too, to see what's being elicited in your experience. And before we even really get started, I want you to ask yourself a simple question. But the key to this question is you just ask the question, and then you see what it elicits. You don't try to answer the question with your mind. You just see what it elicits inside of you. So the question is very, very simple. And this is the question. Is the peace and the stillness that you're just about to try to find through meditation not already present? Is the peace and stillness that you may try to find through meditation not already present? One of the things about meditation that we often don't recognize is that if we're not very, very careful, our meditation will become an unconscious way of denying the very thing we're looking for. So generally, when we sit down to meditate, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously, the mind will think, okay, now I'm going to get still, and maybe I'll find a place of peace. And then we start meditating to try to find that. However, if we just ask, if what we're seeking isn't already present in our experience, if we simply ask if that stillness and that peace, if it's not already present, and just by asking, we elicit it into our experience. Now, for some of you, it may be very obvious. You may feel it immediately. For others, it may not be quite as obvious, because there is, after all, a lot of high, excited energy in the room. So it might make it just a little bit more challenging to notice that stillness and that peace is already present. And so in this sense, the practice then is to simply acknowledge it. The same is true of awareness. Many times in our efforts to be more aware, we look right past awareness itself. So even before we try to be more aware, we can come to recognize in our own experience that awareness is present. Awareness is what's hearing my voice. Awareness is what's sensing everything you sense, everything you feel. So we're just taking a moment and we're noticing that awareness is already present before we try to be more aware. And you're just seeing what happens inside of you, what happens in your experience. When you notice that awareness is present, it's already fully functioning. You don't have to understand it at all. So the essence of what we're doing is extraordinarily simple. We're just acknowledging that awareness is present, whether you understand it or not, that there's a quietness, there's a stillness. And in this meditation, we're not trying to become more aware or more still or more peaceful. We're not trying to add anything. In fact, what we're doing is beginning to let go of the meditator, the one that's trying to do it right, the one that's trying to be more aware. The essence of letting go of the meditator is also something very simple. In essence, what we're doing is simply letting go of all forms of control. We're not trying to control our experience at all. We're simply watching what happens. You're watching in your own experience what happens when you let every part of your experience be exactly as it is. And you're just noticing what happens in my experience when I begin to allow every part of it to be exactly as it is. You're not trying to let it be exactly as it is. You're questioning what happens, what's it like, as I allow everything to simply be. So you just take the next minute or two before we end and just live with that question. You're not trying to make anything happen. Just what happens when I allow everything, everything to just be? Whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, whether you like it or don't. What happens when you stop trying to control it? And you just watch. You see what happens.